Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to the penultimate and 16th programme in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. Yes, next week sees the series draw to a close. But before that, with Samuel as always looking after all things technical, I have ready for you another great selection of music and song from years past. Like this.
I can't give you anything but love, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I cannot give you anything but love. I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love. Some boys will give you all that money can buy, but I'm just a kind of ordinary guy. I can't give you anything but love.
An early Mel Torme, I can't give you anything but love. And I'm going to continue by making amends one last time for having neglected to include more often those wonderful orchestras and arrangers who have contributed so much to the success of the countless artists and groups who depended on them. So far, in previous programmes, I've featured the orchestras of David Rose, Nelson Riddle, Billy May and Duke Ellington. This time, it's the wonderful Count Basie.
Thank you.
Count Basie, often referred to as the Kid from Red Bank, and April in Paris, not quite his accredited theme tune, but pretty close. Basie arranged for and conducted his band for many notable vocal personalities from the golden years, like Joe Williams and Tony Bennett, to name just two. In fact, one great compilation album with the title Bennett Sings and Basie Swings not only confirms this, but also brings out the very best talents of both personalities. So why don't I prove it by playing a track from that album? Here is I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan.
I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I lost the one girl I found. Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf, and that was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I lost the one girl.
Tony Bennett and Count Basie in 1958 with the Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dates song, first introduced in the 1929 review, The Little Show. Well, it was just 8 years later when the movie Vogues of 1938 was released in 1937, and a song by Sammy Fain and Lou Brown in the film entitled That Old Feeling became an immediate hit, and it remained in the charts for a credible 14 weeks. Over the years since, it has been recorded by countless artists, of whom Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald are two of the big names. And as I've said so often, it is these standards from the golden years that the artists of today, to their great credit, are recording, and helping to preserve much of the very best in music and song from those years. Like Diana Krall.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment you passed by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Again, I seem to feel that old yearning. And I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is still in my heart. Love was still burning, there'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. It's still in my heart, still in my heart, still.
Diana Krall in 1997 from one of her earlier albums, this one entitled Love Scenes and That Old Feeling. Just one of 13 titles she chose personally for the album. If there were songs of recent years that more than qualified to be regarded as part of the plus element of my series title, it surely must be the songs of the Beatles. Their completely different style to that which had gone before had an immediate impact on the music world, particularly to the artists who had graduated during the golden years and in many cases owed their success and popularity to those years by singing and recording what became known as the American popular song. A number found that they just could not embrace this new genre at all. And you may recall in a previous program I mentioned Jerry Southern, who left the recording world completely and returned to teaching piano. But not so for a great number of the big names who continued their careers singing their songs as they always had done, while embracing too this new musical era and adapting their own styles to it. So I'm going to feature next three of them who I know you will recognise from previous programmes, but here each one will be singing a Beatles song. Let's start with Mark Murphy, whose career began in the early 1950s, centering on the songs of the Great American Songbook, but quite definitely here, embracing wholeheartedly a song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney that they released in August 1963. Yes, it's got to be She Loves You.
You think you lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. She's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She says she loves you, yeah. Said, you hurt her so. Well, she almost lost her mind. And now she says she knows you're not the hurting kind. She says she loves you. You. I think it's only fair. Pride can't hurt you too. You better apologize to her because she loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you. And you know that can't be fair. She loves you, and you know you should be glad. Oh, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, and you know that can't be bad. Yeah, she loves you, and you know. Better be glad. Hey, be glad. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mark Murphy from his 1964 album Mark Time, Mark Murphy, and his version of the Lennon and McCartney classic She Loves You. Next, it's the turn of Nancy Wilson to bring us another Beatles song. But this time we move on nearly a decade to the Beatles album Let It Be in 1970, on which one of the tracks was The Long and Winding Road. The song was released as a single that same year to become their last number one hit before the group split up. Here's Nancy Wilson, whose career began in the 1950s with her version from her 1970 album Now I'm a Woman.
I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night washed away.
Nancy Wilson with Lennon and McCartney's The Long and Winding Road. And so to my third and final Beatles song to be sung by, in this case, a group whose styling and origins go back to the years of the Great American Songbook, our old friends, the King's Singers. Here is The Fool on the Hill.
Still, but nobody wants to know him. They can
The Fool on the Hill, sung there by the King's Singers and credited to Beatles Lennon and McCartney. However, it was written and recorded by Paul McCartney alone in 1967 and featured on their Magical Mystery Tour album. Bringing us close to the final recording of our penultimate programme of the series. But before then, a reminder of the contact details. Direct to me by email, mikerobert665@btinternet.com or by any other method, care of Campus FM. And may I take this opportunity to thank those of you who have already been in touch. And oh yes, if you want to listen again or catch up on any you missed, then just go to webcasts on the Campus FM website. They're all there at the click of a mouse or the tap of a finger. Next week, Programme 17 will feature, apart from two very special inclusions, a selection of my favourites from the whole series. Do join me. Who knows, my favourites might turn out to be yours too. Saying goodbye can be done using a number of different words or abbreviations, like bye-bye, or so long, or cheerio, or, as is frequently used in the land of my birth, ta-ta, which is often further abbreviated to ta-ra. Mike Sams wrote a song and gave it that title, to be recorded by the Mike Sams Singers. Seems a good one for me to close with.
Just hate to go, and don't say.
The Mike Sam Singers and Ta-Ra. Not only an appropriate title to sign off with, but appropriate sentiments expressed in the lyrics too. Samuel joins me in thanking you all for listening, and we both look forward to your joining us again for the next week's grand finale. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, Ta-Ra.